This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good day to you. How are you?
Good day, Howard. I am very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
It is nice to speak to you and to catch up on what is happening in Australia. I think, when did we last speak to you? Actually, we spoke to you Thursday, so it is a shorter time. But either way, tell us, what are the big stories?
Well, yes, the news doesn't stop. So first of all, one of the oldest synagogues on the Australian mainland was vandalized twice in recent days, with one slogan saying Iran is the bomb, another one Free Palestine. And the oldest synagogue in Australia is on a southern island called Tasmania, which is a small island off the south coast. And a synagogue there goes back to the 1800s. So this is one of the oldest shuls on the mainland of Australia. And obviously, any such incident obviously is appalling. And even more so when it's a historic synagogue. It's been heritage listed, which means it's declared to be a historic institution. And twice, no less, within the space of 24 hours, it had graffiti. So pretty disturbing, obviously. And, just adding to what we've discussed before is over 2,000 anti-Semitic incidents which have taken place in this country since October 7.
It is just... How are Australian Jews taking this? Because 2 years ago, if you had said to them that this is going to be, in inverted commas, the norm, I think they would have laughed at us.
Well, I know. That's a pretty sad observation that you make, and a very pertinent one. And in fact, I have just written a column which for one of the mainstream newspapers, where I've made exactly the point that you have just said. In other words, what is becoming normalized in this country? And is it normalized now for this sort of thing to take place? Is it normalized for Jews to be assailed on campus, or for parents to tell the kids not to wear identifying Jewish uniforms if they're on a sports field, etc.? And so pointing out, the danger of this sort of conduct becoming normalized. And it's exactly a piece I've just written, and I think will be published in one of the mainstream media newspapers in a couple of days' time.
If you could share that once it is published, and I'll certainly share it with our listeners, because it sounds like an important read.
I certainly will do that.
Australian parents.
I will do that indeed.
Australian parents appeal to U.S. ambassador for daughter's murder to be extradited from Jordan. Tell us about this.
So we have mentioned the name before. So the parent's name is Arnold Roth, and Arnold Roth and his wife Frimit. Now, listeners might recall, 20 years ago, there was a terrible spate of suicide bombings in Israel, buses and pizza parlors, etc. And one was in Jerusalem, the Sabaro Pizzeria, in which 16 people were murdered because a suicide bomber blew himself up in that pizzeria. One of those people, tragic, obviously all tragic, one of them was a young girl, her name was Malki Roth, American, lived in Israel, but also dual American-Israeli citizenship. Father is former Australian, the mother former American. And now, so the person who masterminded that terrible attack and drove the suicide bomber to the restaurant, she was subsequently arrested by Israeli forces and then sentenced to 16 consecutive life sentences, but then was released in 2011 when that massive, about 1,000 people were released in exchange for Gilad Shalit, people would remember. She was one of those, the mastermind of the Sparrow Pizzeria was one of those who was released. And in fact, when she was released, she announced out loud, "I will do it again." She was released and has been living in Jordan since then. So now what has happened in the recent days is the parents have sent a petition with 30,000 signatures yet again, and it's multiple times, They've now sent a petition to President Trump and to Rubio, Foreign Secretary, etc., asking that this mastermind of this, their daughter's murder be extradited from Jordan to the United States to face trial. They tried it under the former under the Biden administration, and it went nowhere. They have tried it multiple times, and now in recent days they've are trying yet again, because obviously there's never justice obviously for such a horrendous tragedy, but what they would like to see is the person responsible brought to justice, and it's obviously not going to happen in Jordan, and they are trying to get it happening in the United States.
Incredible. We've spoken to them over the years, and the family. It's just tragic as they seek to try and get some form of balance and justice for the murder of their daughter. Really, really just...
It is tragic, and in my former life, when I was head of the Board of Deputies here, I took over a dozen journalist missions to Israel over the years. Mm-hmm. And Arnold Roth, annually, he would be one of those who would address the journalists. And you couldn't get a more dignified, respectful, quietly spoken individual who, you know, there was no animus, there was no anger, just wanting justice for this terrible, terrible tragedy, which no one should go through. And so now they're trying yet again.
Incredible. Finally, Australia lists Neo-Nazi Network as terrorist organization.
Indeed. And so it's listed as a group, a network of neo-Nazi groups, and they have been proscribed now as a terrorist organization. And this is after targeting them for quite a long time. Anybody now found guilty of being involved in this group in Australia can now face up to 25 years in prison. And this move has come after what we've talked about before, which is the surge of extremism coming from the far right, highlighted obviously by rising anti-Semitism and in the wake of October 7. And the Australia's equivalent of the FBI, which is called ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organization, the acronym ASIO, raised the threat, the terrorist threat to this in this country, to probable because of the deteriorating social cohesion and because of groups like this. And so it's obviously I guess one could use the word a positive measure that has been taken, that this group has now been proscribed and identified as a terrorist group with very serious penalties for anybody who's involved.